ever wake up from a dream and you're like, what was that all about?
Totally, like your brain was trying to tell you something.
Yeah, but in this really weird symbolic language.
Right, and it probably involved like a talking animal or something.
Oh, always. So get this. We're diving into a deep dive today that actually connects dreams to a declassified CIA document.
You're kidding. What do spies have to do with dreams?
Well, this document, it's not about secret codes or anything like that. It's about the dream beliefs of the Lacandon Indians.
The Lacandon Indians.
Yeah, they live in the Mexican rainforest, and apparently they take their dreams very, very seriously.
Okay, so we're going deep into the rainforest, deep into the CIA archives, and deep into the world of dreams. This is going to be good.
So give us the lay of the land. Who are the Lacandon people, and what makes their perspective on dreams so unique?
Imagine, like, the heart of the Mexican rainforest. Towering trees, exotic creatures. This is where the Lacandon people have lived for centuries.
Talk about off the grid.
Totally. And their beliefs, they're really intertwined with that natural world, especially when it comes to dreams. Mm-hmm. See, for them, when you fall asleep, it's not just about your body getting rest. They believe your soul actually goes on a journey.
Like your soul clocks out for a bit.
Exactly. It's like a nightly expedition into what they call the invisible world.
Yeah.
So while your body is in dreamland, your soul is hard at work exploring this other realm.
Okay, so the soul is off on a secret mission every night. Mm-hmm. What kind of work is it doing in this invisible world?
Well, the document we're looking at, it mentions this author, Christian Ratch, who actually lived among the Lacandon.
Oh, wow. First-hand account.
Yeah, so according to Ratch, they believe that things dreamed about are close by. Dreams aren't random. They actually hold significance for your waking life.
So it's like the soul is scouting ahead.
Exactly. It's gathering information, trying to guide you, warn you about potential dangers.
Dreams as a survival tool. That's wild.
Right. They pay very close attention to those details, trying to decipher the messages their soul is sending back.
So what kind of messages are we talking about? Give us an example. What would really freak out a Lacandon person if they dreamt it?
Okay. So the document gives this one really fascinating example. Dreaming of a cigar.
Okay.
Gonna be a snake is near.
Hold up. A cigar equals a snake. How did they get that?
It's actually kind of to another one of their beliefs. See, they believe that the soul, when it's traveling in the dream world, it often takes the form of an animal spirit.
So shape-shifting souls.
Yeah, basically.
Uh-huh.
So that cigar in the dream, they wouldn't see it as a literal cigar. They'd think, that's the snake soul trying to send me a message.
Wow, that's way deeper than I dreamt of a dog. Maybe I should get a puppy. So it's not just about personal interpretation for them. Did they, like, have group dream therapy or something?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, they'd all get together and share their dreams with each other.
Like a dream circle.
Exactly. They saw it as a communal effort to, like, decode these messages from the soul worlds, figure out what dangers to watch out for, and how to navigate their day.
So it wasn't just about avoiding danger, right? It was about understanding the messages their souls were sending. What about those times you just can't remember a dream? Did they have a system for that?
Well, here's where it gets a little eerie. Forgetting a dream, for the Lacandon, that's a bad sign. They believe it means your soul hasn't returned to your body.
Whoa. Okay, so forgetting your dream isn't just a case of, oh, well. It could have serious consequences.
Exactly. They believe it could actually make you sick, which just shows how deeply they took those dream journeys. Those weren't just fleeting images. They were vital to their well-being.
That is intense. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's talk about that author, Christian Ratch, the one who lived among the Lacandon. Did his time with them? Did it affect his own dreams? Did he start seeing snakes every time he lit up a cigar?
Well, not quite. But get this, Ratch actually claimed that, yeah, his dreams, they started becoming more, like, predictive while he was living with them.
Whoa, so, like, he was tapping into something just from being immersed in their culture.
It makes you wonder, right? Like, is it the power of suggestion? Or is there actually something deeper going on? Maybe some kind of shared dream space that we can tap into when we open ourselves up to it.
So it's like, if you believe dreams are powerful, they become powerful.
Maybe. Yeah. It's like that saying, if you don't believe in magic, you'll never find it. But if you start looking for it.
Who knows what you might find? Maybe we should all book a trip to the rainforest, sleep under the stars for a while, see what kind of dreams we have.
Right. get some of that dream wisdom. Speaking of wisdom, though, we should touch on the whole hallucinogenic plant thing. The document mentions that too.
Oh, yeah, we can't skip over that. It's like a classic trope, right? Plants as portals to other realms.
Exactly. And it's definitely a big part of Lacandon culture too. We won't go too deep into it on this deep dive, but basically they use these plants in a really sacred way. Like it's a way for them to connect with the invisible forces of the universe.
So it's like another way for them to tap into a deeper reality, just like with the dreams.
Exactly. And it just goes to show, like, there are so many different ways of seeing the world, experiencing reality. But okay, brace yourself, because the document also mentions this Lacandon prophecy, and it's a little intense.
Lay it on us. What kind of prophecy?
It talks about the end of the world, like the earth becoming empty.
Okay, not exactly a cheerful bedtime story. Any details on how it all goes down?
Unfortunately, no. It's pretty vague. But the document does say that Ratch, he believed that this prophecy, it wasn't just for the Lacandon. He thought it applied to all of humanity.
So not just a localized apocalypse, like a full-on everyone's invited kind of end of the world party.
Yeah, basically.
Wow. It's like seeming out of an Indiana Jones movie, right?
Right. Except this time, it's the CIA that stumbled upon the ancient prophecy.
And just like in the movies, it leaves us with more questions than answers. What does empty earth even mean? Is it literal? Symbolic?
It really makes you think about how different cultures view the whole concept of the end, right? Is it the end or just a new beginning?
Big questions, but hey, that's what deep dives are for.
Exactly. To get us thinking about these things, exploring different perspectives.
It's amazing how even just a like a declassified CIA document can open up these whole other ways of seeing the world.
It's true. It's like we took a trip to the rainforest without even leaving our chairs.
And we learned about the power of dreams, ancient prophecies, maybe even challenged our own beliefs a little bit. So tonight, when you're lying in bed, about to drift off to sleep,
Pay attention to those dreams.
you never know what messages they might hold, like straight out of one of those old adventure
Yeah.
movies.
But instead of searching for some lost artifact, we're uncovering.
Ancient prophecies, hidden in plain sight, in a CIA document, no
I
less.
know. And it's like classic prophecy stuff, too, because it just leaves you with.
More questions, like what does that even mean, the empty earth?
Right. Is it literal? Like, is everybody gone? Or is it
What?
something else?
It makes you wonder how different cultures interpret, like, the idea of the end, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Is it really the end? Or is it a new beginning? Or like a transition to something we can't even imagine?
So many possibilities. But I guess that's kind of the point of all this, right?
Yeah, to get us thinking outside the box, questioning what we think we know.
It's just wild to me how a single document, like a declassified CIA file, can open up these whole new worlds.
I know. It's like we took a crash course in Lacandon cosmology.
Learn about the power of dreams, ancient prophecies, even maybe questioned our own beliefs a bit, and all from like the comfort of our own
That's
homes.
the beauty of these deep dives, right?
Totally. So next time you're drifting off to sleep, maybe pay a little extra attention to those dreams. You never know what you might find.
Maybe they are trying to tell you something.
Until next time, keep exploring.